It was Christmas time, and the judge was feeling in a good mood. And so he asked the prisoner, "What are you charged with?" And the defendant said, "Doing my Christmas shopping early." And the judge said, "That's no offense. How early were you doing it?" And he replied, "Before the store opened." And these are some little one-liners for the children here in the congregation. Why was Santa's little helper depressed? Because he had low elf esteem. What do snowmen eat for breakfast? Snowflakes. And what do the elves learn in school first? The alphabet. And what do you get if you cross Santa with a flying saucer? A UF ho ho ho. What nationality is Santa Claus? North Polish, of course. And where does Santa stay when he's on holidays? At a ho hotel. And how do snowmen eat? What do snowmen eat for lunch? Ice burgers. And how do snowmen travel around? By icicle. And how do snowmen greet each other? Ice to meet you. And finally, what kind of music do the elves like best? Rap music. W-R-A-P. Scott Hahn wrote a beautiful book, Joy to the World, about the Advent and the Christmas season. And in it, he recounted the story of making a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. He and hundreds of pilgrims, so there was a couple of busloads, and all of his children, all six of them, were with him as well. And his third of six children, 12-year-old Hannah, was rather bored to the point of despair, because they were going, you know, to church after church. And although they're a holy family, Scott Hahn's family, still for a soon-to-be teenager, it was a bit much. And so they went into the Nativity Church, which is a very powerful place, and you have to bend down to get in the door. It's about 4 foot high, the door at the most. It was one of the Crusader doors that would keep the horses and the camels out of the church. So how appropriate that you have to bow down to go into that place where God bowed down to become one of us, right? And so you go into the church, and then you go down the stairs, and you go into the cave system underneath the church where Jesus was born. So that church was built, you know, right on top of that cave system, that manger where Jesus was born. And so they did that, but still, Hannah was just beyond herself. And right after that, they went to an orphanage. And it was there that she really picked up. And Scott Hahn said, Hannah beamed. She was animated in a way that she had not been since we had left home. She chattered with us cheerily between coos for the baby. I was feeling happy, Scott said, because she was feeling happy. And then I got hit by another sort of happiness. As I watched Hannah radiant in that chair in Bethlehem, I thought of another teenaged girl. She too had come to this town from far away. Her 80-mile journey by donkey surely took longer than our nonstop flight from New York. She arrived under circumstances that were less than ideal. She surely had to wait in line and deal with crowds. Sleepy first century Bethlehem was not designed to handle a census. Yet that young woman, long centuries ago, found fulfillment in Bethlehem, in a baby placed in her arms. Everyone who saw her remembered her radiance. And after 2,000 years, we still remember it. And that is indeed why we are here today, 2,000 years later and more. We are still remembering the birth of a baby. Indeed, Jesus came by way of a family in order to make all of us a family. We heard in our gospel today that to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Power to become children of God, and God became a child so we could become children too. The family is the key to Christmas. It is the key to Christianity. Pope St. John Paul II said that indeed Everything passes by way of the family. All of history, humanity, and salvation passes by way of the human family. And so if you take away everything around the Christmas trappings, we are left with a little baby who appeared to be ordinary, and yet he is God in the flesh. And yet how humble that he would take on human flesh and come into a poor family and to be born into such dire circumstances. And yet his desire was to draw us into the family of God, because God is a family before we were ever a family. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons dwelling in total unity for all eternity. And then we were created in his image and likeness, in the image and likeness of the family as well. And how perfectly that is seen between father, mother, and child. And God wants to make the whole world a true family as well. Pope Francis said this. He said, every Christian family, as Mary and Joseph did, must first welcome Jesus, listen to him, speak with him, shelter him, protect him, and grow with him. In this way, they can make the world better. So let us make space in our hearts and in our days for the Lord. That is what Joseph and Mary did, and it wasn't easy for them either. They were not a false family or an unreal family. They had many difficulties that they had to go through, not least of which was Herod trying to kill their child. So they are a family that show us how to make our way through the challenges of this life. As we look upon the beautiful nativity scene, we see Jesus in the manger. That French word coming from the Latin means to eat, manger, to eat, right? And how appropriate, because Jesus came as the bread of life so that we could consume him. He came to have a body so that we could eat his body and drink his blood in the Blessed Sacrament, so that we could consume him, and yet he would consume us as well and make us one with him, that we could actually share in God's divinity. What an incredible and powerful gift. So it is a manger, but we can also say that it's a king-sized bed, right? He is the King of Kings, and that little manger became a king-sized bed. Someone said, Christmas is not so much an event within history, but it is rather the invasion of time by eternity. God, who is eternal outside of time, came into time so that we could share in eternity as well. Mary said yes, and the Word became flesh. We say Merry Christmas, right? But we could also say Mary, M-A-R-Y, Christ and Mass. That's where Christmas comes from, Christ and Mass put together. But Mary, Christ, and the Mass, put it all together. And that's what we have here, as the miracle will happen, that God will take flesh again right here in bread and wine, become his body, blood, soul, and divinity. So what a great gift that God loves us so much, and he's so humble that he would come in this way, not in the way of power, as Pope Francis said today, but in the way of humility, in the way of love, to show us that that's how we are to live in this world, through the power of love, which is greater than all the evils of the world. As much as noises the evil can make, love is greater, it is more powerful. Let me conclude with this beautiful poem about Christmas. Christmas is more than a day at the end of the year, more than a season of joy and good cheer. Christmas is really God's pattern for living, to be followed all year by unselfish giving. For if we lived Christmas each day as we should, and made it our aim to always do good, we'd find the lost key to meaningful living that comes not from getting, but from unselfish giving. And we know the great joy of peace upon earth, which was the real purpose of our Savior's birth. For the glad tidings of the first Christmas night, God showed us the way, the truth, and the light. And so I pray that way, truth, and light will be part of your Christmas season. Don't forget that it goes all the way through something like January the 9th. somewhere around there. So don't take down your Christmas trees and all your decorations the day after Christmas. Keep it up. The season really doesn't start before December 25th. It starts on December 25th, and it goes all the way to the baptism of the Lord. This year, that one's going to be different, but Epiphany and a great celebration there. So the secular world always does it before, but we do it starting with the Christmas day. So let this whole season of joy be in your heart, in your family, and everywhere that you go. Amen.